Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
What are you doing up so early?
Hey, you know, with this political season on, you can't rest too long. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, the Tea Party's driving everybody crazy out there.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what goes on up in Lansing this weekend with the Republican convention. I know Brooks Patterson, who's the chairman, will be there Saturday, was talking about some of the Tea Partiers and what's going to be taking place there. And I also had Ron Weiser on Michigan Matters last week along with Brooks. Talking about some of this. So it's kind of interesting times that we're living in here.
Well, to look at the Republican side of things here, I know Ron Weiser is I don't know what the adjective would be, but he's in a position now where he can't even vote at the Republican Party because the Tea Party squeezed him out.
Yeah. You know, he said he didn't mind. He said, you know, he's just glad to be there, even if it's on a substitute basis. But in having Ron on the show last week, he talked about the fact he is not planning to stick around until, you know, once this election's over with. He is not planning to go for another term as GOP chair. He's planning to bail out, saying he's in his 60s, he has a 9-year-old son, he wants to spend more time with his family. And it is grueling. This political season, if nothing else, is a grueling time for everybody.
Yeah, but Carol, he has got to be bummed out because what the information that's out there, if these Tea Parties gain power and gain access to being on the ballots, it's thought that they're going to take away that conservative vote away from the Republicans.
Yeah, well, and actually, it's interesting, too, because the flip side of that was Rick Snyder, there's a lot of feeling just as he did not gain a lot of support in his own party getting through the primary. In fact, more people did not vote for him than did in his own party. But I think there's hope that on the flip side, why the Tea Partiers may not be jumping up and down about the Republican candidates for governors and other races, that Rick Snyder is going to be pulling more Democrats, independent voters, and people who can cross the lines and vote for him on the general election in November, as opposed to the primary with the straight party vote. You're all Democrat or you're all Republican. Like that in November.
Well, Carol, if you look at the polls, you talked that you had Mark Brewer on, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party. Well, they've got to be a little concerned as Virge Bonaro is behind in all the polls. I know that's just sampling, and we normally don't pay a lot of attention to that, but they're significantly behind Rick Snyder in the early stages of this campaign.
Well, I think polling shows one thing. It is just that, as you point out, Tony. It's a snapshot in time. I think back to the Blanchard-Engler race when Blanchard was going for re-election. He was up double-digit in the polls all the way through until about a week before and had kind of a Bonaro impact where, boom, all of a sudden, Engler came out of nowhere and just beat him, that late surge. And I think, trying to step out, I know Mark Brewer, one of the questions I talked with him about on the show last week was the fact that their unity breakfast the week before was anything but, as Dave Bing and Andy Dillon, the speaker, did not officially endorse Bonaro. They didn't throw water on him. They just said, you know, we want to hear more. And they didn't say, yes, this is our guy. We're all going to get behind him, which is, in last time I checked, why you have a unity breakfast. But he seemed nonplussed by the whole thing. I'm talking about Mark Brewer now saying, well, they're supporting him and they're going to do whatever. I, of course, asked, will Andy Dillon be going out on the road for him? And he said, well, he's got busier things to do. So I don't expect to see Andy Dillon out there. But he also pointed out, because a lot of people have said, what about Andy Dillon as lieutenant governor candidate with Rick Snyder? And Mark Brewer said he could not do it. It would violate election law in the state. So I haven't had a chance to follow up to check to see if that was all true. I assume so. But yeah, Andy Dillon, last time I checked, I have not heard anything rousing coming from him or Dave Bing about Virge Bonaro. But at some point, we'll see if they do.
And as you had broke the story earlier, Jeffrey Figer announced his candidacy for mayor. Your reaction to that was just hilarious. Anything new on that front?
No, you know, Jeffrey said I was kind of shocked when he answered because I was asking, you know, he was mentioned as a potential gubernatorial candidate, and keep in mind he ran once before and got trounced, but his name was there as someone who could get some support, and he pulled himself out, and he explained during the show two weeks ago now, that the reason why is because he has three little kids under the age of 10, and he didn't want to be out campaigning. Well, and I just threw the question out there of, I assume you're done with politics for the time being. He said, no, I'm running for mayor, 2013. So even though it's a few years away, and I checked with Dave Bing's folks after the fact to see what Dave Bing had been saying about running again, because he had gone in saying he was just going to be a one-termer, come in and do dramatic change, but he hasn't said no to running again. He's considering, I think, and just waiting to see what happens with all the crisis that he still has yet to deal with as far as the cities goes.
And Carol, interesting meeting that you were involved with Inforum, which was formerly the Women's Economic Club. It's kicking off a new season with a luncheon on September 17th, and there are some big power brokers involved with that.
Yeah, well, Terry Barkley, who's the president and CEO of the group, has been watching, as all of us have, as all the things that are changing around here, and noticing a number of these changes are headed up by women. So there's a breakfast, or actually it's a luncheon, coming up on the 17th that has Carol Goss from Skillman, the educational group, and Barbara, the district attorney for U.S. in Detroit, she'll be there, and a few other women, Susie Elwood from the Detroit Media Partnership that runs the two Detroit papers, and talking about some of the things and changes that are taking place there, the fact that you had these women making these major decisions, doing things that will have long-term impact and consequences. You just don't hear about them. So her whole focus is to say, hey, there's these women who've got game, who are on, that are doing these things, only you just don't hear very much about them. Well, I did leave out also out of DMC, the person who's been helping orchestrate much of the things with the Vanguard or merger and acquisition, depending on who's talking here, but Vanguard buying up DMC and that whole thing. So you've got these four women who are very influential in their own rights, who are leading massive change within their organization. So they're going to talk. We're going to do kind of a roving Phil Donahue, Oprah kind of a thing, walking through and talking with them about how they did the change, what obstacles they came up with, how they got past it. As we know, change is never easy. It always is difficult. And these are four women that you don't hear a lot from, and Inforum, in fact, is planning to take that page, do a couple more of these around the state, perhaps even Grand Rapids do some, and focus on this whole thing of reinventing, which is the name of the game in our state.
And what's interesting, we could throw a fifth name in there in Marion Illich. There's a person who finds a way to stay on the down low, if you will, but she's very influential in what she does, considered to run for governor and would have had a lot of strong support, although she thought it was too late for her to get in the race. But when you look at the decisions that she's involved with, including the Illiches considering buying the Detroit Pistons, there's another influential businesswoman in Detroit.
Well, Marion, of course, being married to Mike Illich, they together own the Tigers and the Red Wings and Little Caesars and the casino. And in fact, Marion's getting inducted into the Michigan Hall of Fame at a dinner reception that they have, where they're going to have a new class of inductees on September 13th. And Denise Illich, who's also a regular on my show, that's their oldest. They have Mike and Marion have seven children. Denise Illich, who a lot of people know her name because she's very involved and run the organization in the past, she's on the show. But, yeah, she was actually wined and dined by the Obama people. They really wanted her to run as a potential gubernatorial. They were talking to a number of different people. Told they talked with Debbie Stabenow and some other folks, trying to find some people who had, one, name recognition, two, had their own funds that they could help finance their own campaign or could get access to monies, knew the right kinds of people to help with it, because that's going to be, Tony, going forward, this is a tough part of what's going to be going on in this campaign, the money for the Democratic candidates, the Republicans, and Rick Snyder, the Republican nominee, saying he's not going to be accepting PAC money, and things really freeze up a ton of cash for other races around the state, which the Republicans will need. But on the Democratic side, the fact that the unions came out so strongly for Bernero came up with some serious cash at the end. I don't know how much more money there is out there. So that's going to be Virge Bernero's biggest challenge going through this, is trying to come up with the money he's going to need to take on Snyder. And actually, down through all the races, the money chase is going to be, it's always difficult, but particularly in this environment.
All right, Carol, as we let you go, what are you going to be working on the rest of the week?
Oh, my heavens. I have actually, the show that I'm going to be doing coming up this week is on the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame, which actually, speaking of money problems, they did not have, it's an annual thing. They've been here since 1957. It's in Detroit. They have a huge event going on where 12 people are being inducted, including Marion Illich, Pete Carmanos, who's on the show as well, talking about all of that and why sports is so important, and the Detroit Pistons, where the Illiches have said they're interested in buying the Pistons, conversations ensue. We are talking with Denise and some of the others about that. And I did ask Peter Karmanos, of course, of CompuWare, if he was interested potentially in the NBA Pistons. He said, and I won't quote him, but heck no, basically, he doesn't like basketball.
All right, Carol, thanks so much for getting up so early with us. Enjoy your day.
Take care. You